When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey Science Pals, it's Josh. Welcome back to Snappy Science, the bite-sized version of the Random Theory Podcast. Each week, we're giving you a quick random fact about something science-related happening in the world. This week, I wanted to jump back into my number one science love and talk about some space news. Specifically, NASA and the Voyager 2 probe. Mistakes might have been made, 46-year-old probe might have been lost, but before we get into that, let's just talk about what the Voyager probe even is. The Voyager 2 is a space probe launched on August 20th, 1977, with a unique purpose of studying the outer planets and interstellar space beyond the sun's heliosphere. The probe is the only spacecraft to visit the ice giants of Uranus and Neptune in 1986 and 1989, respectively. And on November 5th, 2018, it entered interstellar space, moving at a velocity of 15.341 kilometers per second, or 34,320 miles per hour relative to the sun. That thing is cooking. Voyager 2 also had a twin, aptly named Voyager 1, which was a similar probe launched 16 days after Voyager 2 with a trajectory that allowed it to get up close and personal with Jupiter and Saturn. So Voyager 2 went for Uranus and Neptune, Voyager 1, Jupiter and Saturn. It was also able to do some extended studying of Saturn's largest moon, Titan. Voyager 1 entered interstellar space much sooner than Voyager 2, actually, and that was on August 25th, 2012. Okay, so now that we've got a little backstory, we know what these probes were, let's get back to the reason that Voyager 2 is making some headlines right now. On July 21st of this year, 2023, NASA sent a series of planned commands to Voyager 2. These are just run-of-the-mill commands, you know, little changes, little things. Generally, no big deal. Unfortunately, one of these commands inadvertently caused Voyager 2's antenna to point 2 degrees away from the Earth, making it unable to receive commands or transmit data. Which, like, hearing that at first, you're like, 2 degrees? Only 2 degrees? And that's, you know, it's unable to do anything? Well, this probe, Voyager 2, is currently 12.3 billion miles away from the Earth. So the tiny 2 degree change is massive. So now, hearing that, you must be thinking, well, you know, 12 billion miles away, this thing is lost, right? It's on its own. But luckily, engineers and programmers at NASA had the forethought to program into the Voyager 2 to automatically reset its orientation multiple times each year to keep that antenna pointed right at Earth. And the next reset is going to occur on October 5th. So the Voyager 2 is a little lost right now, but it won't be lost for long. And the Voyager team at NASA expects it to stay on its planned trajectory during the entire quiet period. So luckily, no big harm will come from this. Hopefully. And even further good news, the NASA article that I was taking this from was updated August 1st, stating that using multiple antennas in the NASA Deep Space Network, they were actually able to detect a faint carrier signal from Voyager 2. The carrier signal is what the probe uses to transmit data back to Earth. It's too faint for the data to actually be extracted, but detecting that it's even there confirms that the probe is, you know, still out there trucking along and it's all good. Also, even though the probe's orientation will reset in October, like I talked about, NASA is going to attempt to reconnect and issue commands sooner. They're not just sitting on their hands waiting until it fixes itself in October. So I guess we'll just wait and see what happens. But I mean, this whole thing, just reading about the Voyager probes, this whole program, it just blows my mind. It's so hard to comprehend that there is a man-made space probe launched in 1977 that is 12.3 billion miles away from us and still trucking along, still going, and can still communicate with us. I mean, obviously, some of the communication can cause some harm, but just the fact that it even exists and that it's out there doing its thing is just so crazy to me and so cool. And that's your Snappy Science for the week. If you have something you want us to talk about, either in a short Snappy Science like this or a full-length episode, leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or email us at randomtheorypod@gmail.com. Also, make sure you're subscribed to The Random Theory wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you next time.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.